Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from All at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, May the 2nd. I'm Louise.
I'm Phil.
And I'm Joyce.
Coming up this week, we have got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show, In Touch. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First up, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 5:30 a.m. and sunset will be at 8:41 p.m. We have had some wet and windy weather over the last few days. As I'm reading this, I am pretty sure there are some ducks swimming outside due to the torrential rain this morning. But how does the forecast look for the coming week? Well, we can expect a warm but cloudy week next week, with temperatures reaching as high as 21 Celsius, 69.8 Fahrenheit. The lowest temperature we can expect is 8 Celsius over the nights. As you will be aware, we have transitioned back to single-use discs. Please let us know if you have any issues by calling 01384 889 884.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week. Are you struggling to dial numbers on your phone? If so, see if your phone has a speed dial system where you can save a phone number to one digit on the phone, and then you just hold the digit down to make the call. For example, if you save John at the Beacon's number 01902 886 786 to number 5 on your phone, all you would have to do to phone John is hold number 5 down for a few seconds and it will dial it for you. It is a great way to save all of your main numbers onto an individual button. Most phones will let you save a number onto digits 2 to 9, giving you 8 speed dial numbers. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Aaron Rhodes on 01384 889 882 or pop one in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we are going to take a look at what's happening in the area. Hilarious mishaps and DIY disasters are bringing the house down, quite literally, as Some Mothers Do Have 'Em hits the road with Joe Pasquale, New Faces, I'm a Celebrity, Spamalot, The Producers, as a lovable accident-prone Frank Spencer. Betty has exciting news for Frank, but he's preoccupied by possible newfound fame as a magician. With guests arriving for dinner and crossed wires all round, priceless misunderstandings are on the menu. Susie Blake, Coronation Street, The Victoria Wood Show, Blythe Spirit stars as his disapproving mother-in-law, and Sarah Earnshaw as his long-suffering wife Betty. Based on the 1970s classic TV comedy by Ray Allen and directed by the award-winning Guy Unsworth, Some Mothers Do Have 'Em is the ultimate feel-good night out, washed down with lashings of nostalgia and mother's prune wine. Quite frankly, it's a hit. The show is running from Tuesday the 15th of May to Saturday the 19th of May. Tickets cost between £14.50 and £36.50, plus a £3 booking fee. For more information, call the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre on 01902 429212.
Next, on the 19th of May, the Black Country Museum is holding Red by Night. Experience the industrial might of the Black Country at Red by Night, as skilled craftsmen and live demonstrations bring the reality of Black by Day, Red by Light Night to life. Step back in time and explore 26 acres of shops, houses and industrial areas. Wander through the cobbled streets, boat docks and industrial wasteland and see for yourself what it was like to live in one of Britain's most heavily industrialised landscapes. Discover the museum's newly restored Anchor Forge. Watch live demonstrations of this once mighty instrument, showing you how the Black Country produced some of the largest metalwork the world has known. See the pit brought back to life at the recently restored racecourse colliery, experience which will be open throughout the evening, allowing visitors to explore life on top of the mines. Meet the pit bonk wenches, butties and mine manager characters in a multi-sensory experience that will transport you back in time. See the fire-breathing entertainers. Look up and you'll see projections of images of the region's industrial past on the museum's huge Victorian lime kiln. As the dark falls, make sure to check out the museum's quirky watering hole, the bottle of glassine, an outdoor bar which will be serving a real ale and gin cocktails, or grab a bite to eat from the museum's famous Hobbs Fish and Chip Shop. Tickets cost £8.95 for adults, £4.50 for young persons 3 to 16, and £4.50 essential carers. Times between 7 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. For more information, call 0121 520 8054.
Finally, are you aged 50 plus? Fancy a free coffee morning at Starbridge Library? Share your memories of working life in the West Midlands. Wherever you have worked, the health and wellbeing team at Age UK Dudley would love to hear your stories. This is a free event taking place on Thursday, the 17th of May, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can go along or call the library on 01384 812 945 to find out more information and to reserve a space.
Thank you, Louise and Phil. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre, as well as other important information. Join the Beacon at Elizabeth House on the 31st of May 2018 from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Meet for a coffee at 11 a.m. Pete Moody will be attending with the Beacon bus with advice and information on sight loss. Enjoy a fish and chip lunch at 12:30, priced at £4.30, and listen to the King Swinford handbell ringers from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from the BBC Radio 4. So, it's goodbye from Joyce.
Goodbye from Louise.
And goodbye from Phil.